There was a senior executive at my company when I started in the financial services sales business, and he would take the stage at major events with hundreds, maybe even thousands of people in the audience. Everybody loved this guy. He'd look out at the crowd and he would say, "Listen here, bunky. If you want to be successful in this business, you need to do this, that, or the other thing." It didn't matter what the topic was. He was addressing the crowd as if we were each and every one of his beloved sons or daughters or grandsons or granddaughters or whatever have you. We were related to him, and he was about to share with us one of the most important pieces of information that was going to either make or break our career. And he was saying, "Look, Bunky, you damn well better listen up." And when Senior Vice President spoke to us that way, when he spoke to Bunky, we all listened. Welcome to the Business of Sales podcast. I'm your host, Morris Sims. Hey, do you ever feel like you're working harder than ever before, but your business and your income, well, they're just not growing like you want them to? Are you putting in more hours every week and seeing essentially the same results? Well, I can tell you, I've been there and I've done that. I learned how to go from $30,000 a year and 2 weeks off to almost $500,000 a year and 5 weeks off. We know how to help you grow your business, your time, and your income. This podcast is all about helping you grow. We have top salespeople and business owners sharing their knowledge with you every week, and a few times a month, well, I'm going to share specific growth strategies with you as well. So, hey, let's make it happen right now. Here's this week's episode. We were on the edge of our seat, scribbling notes as fast as we could write. Our ears were cocked and ready, and we were just on the edge waiting to hear this sage advice from our dear old uncle, who loved us with his whole heart, and we knew that he loved us because he called us Bunky. We were his Bunky, and he was our mentor, our guru, our sage, our loving grandfather. Well, today, I have a message for you, Bunky. It's the fourth quarter, and you need to have a strategy, and you need to implement it as soon as you can put it down on paper. So listen up, Bunky. If you want to be successful in this business and in this fourth quarter, you need to build a strategy that you're going to commit to and then start working that strategy as soon as you can. Are you with me? Well, let's get started. Tomorrow is October 1st and the beginning of the fourth quarter. Do you have specific objectives that you want to meet by the end of the year? Is it really important to you, or is it just important to somebody else? How important is it? Do you have a clear picture of how reaching those objectives are going to change your life? Is reaching that objective wrapped in passion and fueled with emotion? Do you have a burning desire to get there? Well, if you answered yes, then it's time to build a strategy and then get after it. Now, step one of our strategy is to identify the key sources of prospects that are inside your ideal client community. Folks that you can reasonably initiate and complete a case for within 3 months. Now, those sources are normally going to come from one of two groups. The first group, well, that's your client base, your book of business, people who bought from you before today. This may be your best target audience for the next 3 months. And well, briefly, let me just tell you why your customers are your best prospects for the future, okay? And then we'll move on with our strategy discussion. We do business in general. All of us do business with people that we know and trust. If I've already bought from you, then I'm going to take your phone call. There's a 99% chance that I'll even meet with you. There's a 97% chance that if you show me something that's going to help me get what I want, I'm going to buy it from you. Why? Well, we've already crossed all the boundaries. All those boundaries of no trust and the boundaries that say, well, you know, I don't know you. I've crossed all those. We're past all that. Not only have I bought from you in the past, but frankly, now I probably trust you. The chances are that you know more about me and my family and my business than most anybody else on the planet. So if you can call on somebody that you've never met, who doesn't know you and you don't know them, or you could call on somebody that you know who trusts you and considers you a friend, which one are you going to call? I know who I'd call. Now, the second group that we're going to talk about is made up of people in your ideal client community, your target market, your niche, folks that you already know, but for whatever reason, you haven't sold them yet. That's the second group. The third group is a group of people in that same target market that you want to know, but you haven't met them yet. There isn't a lot of time left in this year, but you have 3 months. And if you open a brand new case with somebody you're meeting for the first time, there's a chance that you can close that business before the end of the year. And if you think about it, you know, if it doesn't close until January 2nd, 2022, well, you got a great start on 2022. Now, yeah, that's a fallback position. Your mindset has to be that you're going to close that sale before January. Step two of our strategy, step one was identifying people in those two groups. Step two of our strategy is a timing focus point. By Thanksgiving or December 1, it will be time to narrow your focus to those prospects who can reasonably create and complete a case by the end of the year. Now, this includes people that you've been progressing with throughout the sales process. You got to get those cases through the system, right? The others are people that you know, people who will answer your phone call and may possibly do business with you before the end of the year, and the business they'll do is something that can be completed by end of year. So, recap real quick. Step one, use what you already have built, the systems you're using, and the successful business that you've already put in place. Step two, in the last month of the quarter, focus on getting business across the line and opening cases that you feel confident you can complete by January. Two-step process for your strategy. Sounds pretty simple, right? Well, it is. Now, with a strategy, you got to have a strategic action plan. That's the stuff you're going to do, what you're going to do every day. That comes out of your strategic action plan, and that plan has four parts. So, four parts. This is where you have to listen up, Bunky. Because these things you got to do. So if you're multitasking, come back to me and give us your attention here, because these are the actions that you have to be willing to do, because, well, successful people do these things and unsuccessful people don't do them. Are you ready? Strategic Action Plan Part 1 is all about marketing and prospecting. There are four parts to the plan. This is Part 1. Here are the actions for you to take. Number one. Keep doing what you're doing. It's got to be working to some extent, so let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Keep doing what you know is working. Let's put any marginal stuff on the back burner for 3 months. Do what you do. Number two, create 3 lists and then work those lists. Okay? List number one. This is a list of all the people that you're currently involved with at some point in the sales process. Your job with the people on this list is to stay in touch with them at least once, if not twice a week. I mean, come on, don't ghost them and leave them wondering what's up with their case and do you still love them? Stay in touch. Let them know that you're working for them and putting the plan together that's going to allow them to get what they want. Send them notes, email, phone call, voicemail. Stay in touch. Look, if you're not doing handwritten notes when you write a case to say thank you, you're missing out. I'm telling you, you got to do handwritten notes to folks that have done business with you so that you can say, thank you, I appreciate your business. All right, list number two. This is a list of people that you know today that will answer your phone if your name pops up on caller ID. However, for whatever reason, you haven't approached these people to have a business conversation. So, make a commitment. First, make the list and don't filter it. Just make the list. Put them on the list, okay? Don't try and decide whether they'll do business with you or not. Just put their name on the list. Then make a commitment. Make a commitment to contact the people on the list. If you think they're great prospects or not, it doesn't matter. Call them. Go see them. Have a conversation. Do several every week, but make the calls. What's the worst that can happen? Well, they could say no. That's it. Nothing worse. No, thank you. You know, I don't want to do that. Thanks anyway. I don't do business with my best friend. Whatever it is they want to say, they're going to say, but it's not going to be that bad. I've never, ever seen or heard of anyone who has a worse experience than somebody saying no. There'd been no fights, no dissolving of friendship or family relationships, nothing worse than no thank you. So make a commitment to yourself to make those calls because, yeah, I know it's been said a zillion times, but it's true. The worst thing that could happen would be that you don't make the call and wind up down the road and they needed you and you hadn't made the call and you don't have anything to walk in there with. So remember, you're not inconveniencing them at all. You're reaching out to offer them a service that no one else has called them to offer. You are being a professional. You're trying to help them provide for and protect their family and their business. You, ladies and gentlemen, are the good guys here. This is your business, helping people protect their family. This is what you do. This is why you make the calls. Now, if it's not a good time today to talk with them and they say, oh, gee, I can't do it now for whatever reason, great, book a follow-up call. That's the best thing in the world. Book a follow-up call. It gives you somebody to call on whatever day you book it for. Put down a follow-up call and a date to make that call. List number three. This is a list of the people that you do not know yet. This list is people that you've identified as folks that you'd like to meet. They're people maybe at a level above the folks you've been working with. It's the boss. It's the boss's boss or the owner of the company. Who is the CEO of your bank? Do you know her? Would you like to? Well, put her name on the list. You can meet her. It will work. The most important part of this list is just creating it. Just identifying the people that you want to meet is, golly gee, that's the best first step in the world because many times we're so focused on getting to the people that we know or we're focused on the perception that we don't know anybody to call that we overlook this most important group of people. Just identifying somebody that you want to meet opens up your mind to the possibility and you'll begin to see opportunities show up where you may just be able to meet them or even score an introduction to that person. It will work if you'll work it. Make the list. Try and find ways to meet those people. How are you going to do that? Well, ask people you know if they know the individual that you want to meet. If they do, will they introduce you to them? No, I don't know him. Great. Well, do you know somebody who does know that person? And maybe that person will introduce you to both of us. No, I don't know him. Great. Well, do you know somebody who does know them? Maybe you do, and then they'll introduce both of us. Go where they are. The CEO of the bank is on the board for the Red Cross. Is that a charity that you feel is important and you'd like to volunteer for? Does the president of the school board go to lunch in the same place once a week? Well, if he does or she does, you can go there too. It's okay. And you can bump into them and get to know them. Be open to it and find a way to introduce yourself or be introduced to the person that you want to meet. Now, obviously, when you do meet them, you don't immediately ask for a business appointment. Build a relationship at some point, then you'll be able to transfer it over to a business conversation. But first, add value. Find a way to do something for that person that you want to meet and get to know them. Build a relationship. That's what this business is all about. Learn about the people that you want to meet on social media and from other people that you know and their social media. You can find out more about folks today than, well, frankly, than we've ever been able to do before. It's scary sometimes. Part two of your action plan is the sales process. Remember part one? That's marketing and prospecting. Part two is your strategic action plan is the sales process. Now, here's the key. Don't jump off into anything that you don't know. Something like that's going to take time to build a successful strategy. If you've never done an estate plan, for example, now is not the time to go prospecting for estate clients. Remember the cases that you've written this year. In fact, go back and review all of them. What did you do? What did you do with those cases? Why did those people buy from you? What was the sales process that you used so very successfully? Well, whatever that was, keep on doing it. Whenever my sales would slump, it was usually because I stopped focusing on what was working. I did that to try and start some new idea that just came down the pike. I did this one time when I was oh, it was not good. The mortgage was overdue, and I didn't know where the money was going to come from to pay for it, and I didn't know what else to do. So I looked at what I was doing in the past because I figured, hey, wait a minute. I was making money. What changed? Well, when I was making money, I realized that I stopped doing the right things, that I stopped doing financial needs analysis for families, and I was trying to start doing big cases with business owners. I went back to working with families. I was able to get ahead of the mortgage and stepped into the business owner world while continuing to do what I do to make a living. Now, one more thing about the sales process part of your strategic action plan. What about the promotions that your company may be running for the fourth quarter? Usually there's something. It may be special underwriting or a contest or something somewhere. Don't stop what you're doing, but use those promotions in the list that they send you. Take a few of those people, those prospects, every week and work the list. Another idea along the same lines is we know that the definition of life insurance is changing in Section 7702 of the Internal Revenue Code. Is that creating a premium change in your company? Isn't that creating a fire sale? What are you doing to get in front of your clients who will best benefit from doing something before that change takes place? I'd jump on this one with both feet if I were you. Not only are you doing something that can generate a lot of sales, you're helping people protect their family and their businesses at a time when they need it the most, and they can do it for a lower premium and greater cash values than they're ever going to be able to do again in their entire lives. And only you can do this for them. That's part two. Part three is administration. And I'll only say this about that. Only you can prevent yourself from getting overrun by a forest fire of paperwork. You don't have to put in a bunch of cases and then take 2 weeks off of sales to personally walk each case through the process. Hire a part-time person or a virtual staff person, but get some help doing the paperwork. Maybe there's somebody that works in your office for the company that would take on a part-time job in the evenings or on the weekends or be able to help you get the work done. Hire somebody. You need to spend your time doing the time that is called green time by my friend the Kinders, by Gary and Jack Kinder. Green time in front of prospects or working to get in front of prospects. That's where you have to spend your time. Hire somebody to do all the rest of that administration, okay? So part one's managing marketing and prospecting. Part two is sales process. Part three is administration. Part four is implementing this plan. Do it. Have a monthly plan with you and your staff. Even if that's you and yourself, do a monthly plan and look at the quarter. Actually, a quarterly plan, I guess, is really what I'm talking about. Do a quarterly plan. Look at your strategic action plan and figure out what you need to do each month. Then figure out each month what you need to do each week. That's going to drive your daily plan. And that daily plan, well, that should drive everything that you do every day. And ladies and gentlemen, when you get up in the morning and you've got a plan and you know what you're supposed to do that day and where you're supposed to go and how much you're supposed to get done, you'll do it. If you have to sit around and say, gee, what should I do next? That's going to make it kind of difficult to meet that objective, okay? Do a weekly plan that drives the daily plan, and that daily plan should drive everything you do every day. Now, that's a heck of a lot to digest in one podcast, so listen to it a couple of times if you need to. Whatever it takes, just get the process down and start implementing your strategic action plan. Create your three lists, plan your day, and then work your plan. Make one more phone call every day. You can do this, Bunky. I'm betting on you, and I know it's a good bet. If you'd like some help and some specific direction on your plan for the fourth quarter for 2021, I would love to talk to you. No pushing, no nothing, except a free call for us to work together on your business and help you meet your goals. You can email me anytime, morris@morrissims.com, and let's schedule a phone call. Or go to morrissims.com, and on there you can schedule an appointment with me on my calendar right there. I'd love to talk with you about your objectives for 2021 and help you figure out what your strategic action plan needs to be and help you get there. Hey, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the show. Take a half day, put your plan together, and then get out there and make some things happen. I know you can do it. I'll see you right here next week on the Business of Sales. And until then, I'm Morris Sims.